Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. It's been kind of a gray day, but I've been very busy, and it makes me happy. And my kitties are doing well, and so I was just piling out, waiting for the show with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, just working along. It was a great day here, too. We never really got any sun here today, which is unlike Florida. But it wasn't raining. It was just cold. You all sent your cold weather down here, and we're in the 60s and freezing.
Oh, my goodness. Where are your thermal underwear?
We went down into the 40s last night. That was
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's critical for Florida. Oh, my goodness. Well, we were going into the 20s at night here. We've had little flurries off and on. We haven't had any major snowfall here yet. So we're just kind of hanging out and doing our thing. And like I said, it's kind of nice to be able to stay inside and work from home most of the time. You know, for the most part, I'm glad to go into my office. I'm glad to go and do events, but it's nice to stay warm here right now.
I think the whole country's saying it's nice to be warm.
Yes, yes. Sometimes, you know, you just have to look at the blessings you have rather than what you lack.
Absolutely. At this time, it is. The beauty of the moment is upon us, and the beauty of the minute is here.
Yep. And we're a couple of days before we go, the sun goes into Aquarius with the rest of the parade, and that's okay, too. Venus being Capricorn, forming some nice trines tonight. So I was kind of happy to see that.
Well, it gives it a little blessing line for here, you know, because Venus is still in trine to Uranus, so it gives that benefit of that softness to the situation.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me because love is a responsibility, and to me that's what Venus in Capricorn says, and it's also a matter of dignity and respect. Being a Cancer sign, I know you think I'm crazy for me to say this about Venus being a Capricorn, but I'm saying it, okay? And it's very important, too, because I like the fact that Venus has been trining Mars for so long and Uranus there. I think a lot of people are embracing their inner freedom and just dealing with the things they need to do in a way that's more profound. I think some of the anxiety is going away, and people are just trying to do what they can right now. Of course, we're looking at the inauguration coming up, and some people are concerned about that as well. But we'll get through this. We always do.
That's true. And, you know, it is about really pulling within yourself and your moral character within yourself of knowing what's right and also trusting the process. You know, this whole thing has a process to it. It's not an event. And it is changing for a reason, and it is changing for all of us to be able to really see what is the best for us, but to see what direction we want our lives to go, what we can do to empower ourselves to make our lives better. So it brings it back to us. Again, that's one of the reasons why I like Venus. Capricorn is the coldest of all the planets, or all the signs. And it makes us be able to take a realistic look at what we love and how we love and who we love and what's right for us to love. And it gives it a little less emotion or a little less punch to it. And so that's the reason why I like this time, is that we can really have some great epiphanies with that trine to Uranus of really what's grounded and real and what's right for us to do it.
Exactly right. And again, Capricorn being a cardinal earth sign, it's about aspiring to the highest ideal. It's about keeping your promises to yourself and others. And it's trying to, Mars and Taurus says, you know, I stand my ground. I mean what I say. I say what I mean. And guess what? That's the way it is. But the Aquarian forces are kind of trying to lighten things up. I think people have been doing a lot of socialization this weekend, most of it virtual, but I'm just feeling more people talking to people, catching up with people. I called a couple of my family members over the last couple of days. I'm just feeling like I just want to stay connected, make sure that they're doing okay. Because, again, it's a responsibility I cherish. See, most people think about responsibility. I think about responsibility is different than responsibility. And I have the ability to respond. I have the ability to reach out. I have the ability to let them know, hey, haven't talked in a while, but I'm still there, and I wanted to see how you were doing. Nice. Nice. So the blending of the energies can work. It's about knowing how to work with it. It's kind of like an artist with their colors and their palette, you know? And the picture you paint of yourself and your world is part of your imagination, and as you would say, Jacqueline, your face. Oh, we have a bunch of people on here waiting for us. Nice.
I signed
in a little bit late tonight because I grabbed a nap with my kitties because the nice warm bed felt pretty good at, like, you know, 28 degrees here, honey, okay?
Ooh. I'll bet it did.
So I'm sorry for your 40, but be sorry for my 29, okay?
Yeah,
you
all have it
hard. It's all good. All right, let's take our first person and see who we can help tonight.
Okay.
Erico 212, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. My name is Bryn. I'm calling in from New York City, and you want my birth date and time and location, all that?
Are you 7/4/1956?
7/3/1956.
Ooh. From Bridgeport, Connecticut?
Yeah. That's me.
Oh, really? At 7:10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't hear the name, so I can't bring up the chart.
Oh, that's okay. It's Bryn. Bryn Durham, B-R-Y-N.
B-R-Y-N. Okay, so can, thank you. Okay.
So what can I ask? Can I ask a question about, like, how... Okay, here's a question. What are the formations of, the general aspects in my chart at this time in my life? Like, what are the highlights that you see going on?
I love that question. That's very, very spiritual and astute of you. Thank you for giving us that license. Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Felt like you've been walking around a little confused lately?
Confused, yeah.
Well, Mars is dancing.
I see it too.
Yeah, Mars has been dancing. Neptune's been dancing over your Mars for a little while here, and it's like
Neptune. Oh, okay, yeah, right.
It's passed over it, and it's moving away from it. But it's like, where am I going to? What am I doing? What's the next thing? There's this huge circular walking around.
Yeah.
You're doing. Okay. It's okay. What I'm going to say to that. what's going through at this point in time is transformations and changes in the personal values and beliefs. And really what you want for your life, what you don't want for your life. Jupiter's Saturn connection, Mercury are traveling through your second house of your personal values and beliefs. So there's this dance going on as far as with all your air stuff going on. It really makes me look into what you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to do for a living. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what do you do for a living?
Well, it's funny. What I do for a living has been kind of on hold, but in terms of keeping a roof over my head, which I kind of love doing, in terms of it has to be about the animals that I do, dog walking and cat sitting. But usually, ordinarily, I would be doing foot reflexology. I do some psychic mediumship work, some energy healing. I want to develop the energy healing a little more and the psychic mediumship work a little more. But my energy has not been too good, and maybe, you know, that's what's been going on. I just feel been in the confusion state and stress. And so, yeah, that's what I do. I'm interested in the metaphysical realm, spiritual realm.
I think you've been dancing too much. Go ahead, Aphrodite.
The what? Hello?
Aphrodite?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There you go. Go ahead.
All right. You came here to help all of the children of the divine, whether it's animals or people, okay?
Right.
And even though you haven't been doing your mediumship and all that much stuff as usual, you are a treasure. Your Mars is in Pisces. You're deeply compassionate. You feel like many other people cannot. But I really think that this is your time to develop your artistic ability or your writing. And I know you've been feeling like you're on hold, but I think it's a time for you to put pen to paper. It's a time for you to bring up the canvas. It's a time for you to get imaginative about how you're going to bring your psychic work to the public in a new way. We're about to go through retrograde Mercury by the last day of this month for several weeks. Go and look at what you put out there. Look at your website, your Facebook page, however you let people know where to find you. Work on that and go through that visualization process. Spend more time in imagination than verbal energy right now, because I think this next 8 weeks is going to be a tremendous gift for you.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. I think this is, that's the reason why I asked what you did for a living is because I think there's great epiphanies that can come at this point in time if you're open to it. I know you've been battling with all the earth energies, you know, and they've gone through your first house and challenged you, and they're, you know, going all through this personal value and belief thing. But I have to go back to, it's the imagination and seeing vision, like Aphrodite was talking about. It's bringing that out more. The pets bring you security and safety. They always will, okay? But it is bringing that more out into the psychic work. I understand why, you know, you would rather deal with animals than people, but you're here as a counselor, as a guide to others, okay?
Right.
Do it through your writing or speaking, or you're a guide is what I'm trying to say. And the universe is making you look within your personal values and beliefs. Go within that and really find the best in you and bring it out.
Okay.
That's what you're here to do. So Aphrodite's right. Look at everything that you're doing. Get the inspiration. See where you need to go. Your work is a way of life. It's not a job. Okay.
Right.
There's one thing here for you to do. Okay. But it's a lifestyle that you're creating, not just a job. Remember that in this process. Okay.
I agree with that. Okay. Thank you both so much. That was very insightful and helpful for me.
And keep us posted, because we want you so much to prosper. Because it's a beautiful, unique gift. You could channel anything, honey, with this chart. You channel angelic. You could channel ETs with this chart.
I've seen the ETs. I've seen the mantis beings and some ETs in my visions. Like they appear in the past, anyway. I've seen them. So yeah.
You're very connected with the higher universe and stuff. You go for that, honey. Don't let this rest make you feel despondent. See, Venus is in Capricorn, and it's opposing your sun, so you're feeling kind of low. You've been very melancholy, and I understand that.
Yeah.
You feel like you're ready to go out the door, and you can't find the key. But this is the time to say, okay, let me write down my directions first before I walk out that door and get in my car. Okay? So
okay.
That's where you need to be. All right?
All right.
Okay.
All right. That's very good. Both of you, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You have a sweet night, love. All right.
Yeah, you take care. Yeah, both of you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. What a sweetheart. Oh, my goodness. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
We don't know where they are or who they are because they're a 111. Let's go for that.
Okay.
If I can get it to come up here, hold on a second. My computer was friendly until this moment. It won't let me pick it up. Look at that. It's crazy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
It won't let me pick up the 111 call, so I'll go to the next caller. I don't know why that's happening on Blog Talk, but hey, it is what it is. We'll go to the next one.
Okay. We'll try it back later.
Isn't that strange? It's telling me it's waiting for Facebook on my computer. I can't pick them up. And if I refresh it, I'm going to lose you completely. I won't be able to sign back in. So I'm kind of stuck at the moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut down my mail and my Facebook and see if that works. Just go back to Blog Talk and start over. Okay.
Okay.
Try it again. Oh, yeah. Well, I'd rather shut down the other stuff than, you know, these people that have been waiting for a while now. Just giving me a JavaScript message. Seriously? Let me see here.
Hang on, people.
I know, I can't get it to function. Keep saying mute for some reason, and I can't figure out how to shut the mute off. Never had this happen before. This is crazy.
Huh.
So what I'm going to do is I got it.
Hello?
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lisa, 11378. And I've been a big fan. I know you've been a fan for over of course, in the air, and then I have months of not talking to y'all. Thank you for doing the show, and thank you for coming back to me on my number.
Hey, Lisa. I got you. How are you? Yes, thank you for being such a frequent caller. Well, I shouldn't say frequent caller. Thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, the astrology I have learned from y'all, and y'all always very accurate, and it's not easy to know astrology. I try myself, but it takes time, and y'all are really good at what y'all do. It's always interesting. We had a lot of interesting things too in 2020, things that have not been for hundreds of years. So that's why I like listening to the show, try to make time. So I have a question, please, ladies. It's a friendship / relationship or friendship or relationship, either or, whatever you can pick up. birthday 11/378. It's a new interest. His birthday is February the 18th. I don't know the year. I try to ask him, but I do not know the year. Different culture. I met him working in this little job that happened temporary, and then I went back doing what I do. And then he went to do what he needed to do, because whatever he needed to do. But the question is, how do you see this developing in the nearby future? Do you see this developing?
Are you still in Austin, Texas, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. Well, tonight the moon is sitting on your south node in the seventh house of relationships, which just means that right now you're trying to find something that should let us have its own life. Just so you know that, okay? and I say that kindly. See, Aquarians are very independent, and even though you're a Scorpio sun, you have a lot of planetary energy in Sagittarius. So sometimes it's really good to know that the relationship, even if it's bonded and friendly and good, you have to each experience a certain level of independence. And it has to be born of being the individual you are. So you need to have an I, a V, and a we in order to orchestrate this relationship successfully, no matter how you define it. I think you might be trying to over-define it, but because Neptune is trying to your Venus, I know that you kind of see this as your dream person, right?
Oh, my God. How did you know this? You're right. This is,
yep.
Oh, my God. How amazing.
So trust the process. Jacqueline will tell you more about that. Jacqueline, go for it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it also is combust your Uranus, okay? Remember, with you, Uranus and Venus do the dance together all the time. One's 16 degrees, one's 17 degrees. So when one hits, the next one's going to hit, okay? So, again, this is the process. You are desiring the right individual to come in, is what you're desiring at this point in time. After that, talked about the South Node, and especially right now, the moon is dancing right on top of it, okay? And so it's bringing up all these old emotional issues for you. It's about you trusting yourself and feeling the process through, because all of those Aquarian planets that are going through are affecting him, and they're in your fifth house of romance and dating. You just don't want a romance. You want a friendship. You want a love relationship. You want that whole package is what you're looking for. And with patience and time, you could have it. But you have to be open to the experience. And I agree with Aphrodite, and I'm not going into all the rest that she said about the us, the we, and the me. I mean, the us, the him, the me, and the we, okay? It has to have that particular thing to it. You can't be fixed in your personality. It does have to have that quality of time versus quantity of time in the relationship.
Did you see this friendship? Is that what you said? I mean, I understand everything you said, but did you see that with patience?
With patience, Venus is going to get ready to transit through your fifth house of romance, so something's going to heat up with this one. Okay.
You
just
don't
know if it's right.
Okay. You're laughing. What heat up is it? Is that like a moves forward or anyway? You probably
it will have a movement to it. Okay, one way or the other, it'll have a movement to it. Venus always works for your benefit. It's your day to day benefactor. It's your guardian angel on a day to day basis. Okay. So when it's transiting through your fifth house of romance and dating and you have an interest in a relationship, what it's going to do is it's going to highlight that. It's going to show you a little bit more of what's for your benefit or what's not for your benefit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But it is really about just looking at and seeing what it's bringing to you, so it reveals a lot of things. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Make it a lot of fun. Make it a lot of fun. Okay.
Okay, I'll make it a lot of fun. Even if we're a little bit, we're out of the surrounding area, but it will we'll see each other later after all this thing he's going through. He's an Aquarius.
Mhm. And you just invite him to be himself in your presence. You invite him to be himself in your presence. You say, you go for it. Speaks to you, go for it. I'm with you.
I will do what you say, because everything you have said before, you've been right on. But just one last thing quickly. Right now, he's going through some emotional roller coaster. Is this emotional roller coaster, is it going to come down?
You need to let him go through the process. Wait for him to land. Okay. Eventually, he's going to land. But wait for it to land. Patience here. Okay. This is not a time for you to take action. It's a time for you to sit back and wait and observe. See what the process goes through over the next couple months. Okay. Because there's a lot that's going to be revealed, and you will know your answers of what's right for you and not right for you in this relationship over the next couple months.
Okay, I will keep that as focus.
And be the best listener that you can be. Okay.
Okay, I am gonna look up listening because I need to remind myself and patience again. I really appreciate it, ladies. I will take your advice. I know this is very accurate. You've been very accurate in a lot of my things. You're very true fan. Thank you, ma'ams.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep us posted, honey. We're on your side, okay?
oh yes, ma'am, I will. Okay, God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Sweet girl. All right. Ready for the next one? I think I've got it down here. All of a sudden, now it's working. Okay.
Yay! Okay, good.
Yay.
Let's go.
Area code 951, you're on the air.
Hi.
This is Nathaniel.
Yes.
Name
Hi, Nathaniel. How the heck are you?
Hey. Pretty good. How are you?
Always nice to hear from you.
Nice to
are you still
on the
in
show,
Orange, California? I think you're somewhere else. Where are you now?
Oh, I've been in Sacramento for a couple of years now.
My computer doesn't say that. It just says you're natal. So thank you for telling me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Ooh.
Woohoo. Not much of a big change. That's okay. I'll take a look at this for you. What's your question for us tonight?
Well, what's that 2021 going to look like for me? I know my Mars went into Taurus, and I should be having the Mars return here in about 4 months.
Well, right now you have three major planets in Taurus, and that's where Mars is now, and it's kissing Uranus, the planet of Epiphanies. Okay? And so because of that, you are a natural healer. You want to do more. You want to have that wow experience, right?
Yeah, I kind of really want a wild experience. I'm really working on healing myself. I guess I've had all kinds of problems to heal myself. And I like trying to heal others, but it doesn't, especially with the COVID, I can't do... successful.
I really
well,
think that your inner work is very important, and I think you need, it's more about you having your personal epiphany than serving others just right now. That will change, though. But I think that, again, we talked to you quite a bit We know how devoted you are. That's not a secret. You put it out on the air, honey. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I think this is a great time. You know, sometimes it's a blessing when we have certain things that just are so resemblant of what we need, okay? Because this is all about healing yourself. This is all about setting yourself free of the past, of the old, letting go. Venus is transiting and in trine to your sun, going to be in trine to your Venus, and then in trine to your Mercury, okay? And when it's all, when it ends itself up, it will be in trine to your south node. So this is all about letting go of the past and moving forward and really transforming and changing yourself. I'd like it when I see this for you to really take care of your physical body, okay? And the process of what you need to rebuild your body at this point in time would be really great. It's a new relationship for you. You're understanding yourself a lot better. You're, the South Node is transiting over your Saturn in that one-to-one relationship part, which is about understanding a new relationship with yourself. I think this is going to be a great time in your life because what's going to happen is that Mars, like you said, is going to transit over your moon, over all these planets, then over your moon, then over your ascendant, and right into your first house. This is when things are going to start to charge, okay? Remember that you have the sun that's going to be coming up ahead of that and getting there earlier. So it's going to reveal to you by the soul of it first. So you'll be able to see, if you look, you'll be able to see what these transformations and changes are all about. But at least by the time the sun gets here, after your birthday, you'll be able to get out and about. You'll be able to have that movement that you want, and you'll be able to make those changes in the physical world. But it's all about you changing yourself right now. And at least for the next couple months, that's a major thing.
Okay. All right. Did you see me moving?
Can I ask you a personal question, Nathaniel? Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Is there a particular mentor or spiritual person that you learned a lot from in the beginning of your path? Because I think it's time for you to revisit that.
Huh. Well,
I don't know if it was a book, if it was a person, if it was a class you took, if it was a relative you learned from, but there's something about a great teacher that you need to bless and review for you. I think you've used a lot of those tenets when you're helping other people, but now it's for you to go back and review that teaching for yourself. And realize how valuable that has been for you. Okay?
Hmm. All right. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Keep us posted.
Bye.
All right. Any blessings to you, my friend? I just see great potential, but I think some people, because of the pandemic, are feeling very stuck. And it's hard for them to see beyond the stuckness. And that's been kind of hard.
It has been, but everything is purposeful. And we have to know that at this time, that there is a purpose of why everybody, beyond just the COVID, of why everybody has been restricted in their movements and had to really stop and reevaluate and look at what they truly value.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You ready for the next one? I think they're from your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Air code 561-247, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, this is Stacy.
Ah, I thought I recognized that voice. I was like, is it or is it not? How are you?
I'm feeling stuck too, but like you said, everything is for a purpose. So I just want to know what 2021 has in store. I'm ready for this journey.
You're 1226, right?
1216.
I have two of them, and I do that. I don't know which one it is.
Where do you live in Florida now?
West Palm.
Yeah, I lived there for many years.
Yeah.
It's a Scorpio city, you know. It's born on
it
11
is?
O'clock. Oh, yes, ma'am. And
you have a lovely
I did really, really well down there. I met Jacqueline down there, my lovely partner
oh.
that we do the show every time. Yeah, we used to do so many things down in Florida together. It was awesome. Yes.
A lot of years. And you have a Venus and Mars and Scorpio in your fourth house of your home natally. And so West Palm Beach, you have a love-hate relationship for it. But it always works out to your benefit. So you have a question for us tonight?
No, whatever you pick up. I mean, there's so much going on, you know. Sometimes you just got to listen.
I think the most important thing for you to know tonight is that you are a very responsible and good person. And you can be very, very up and very positive. But because your Venus and your Mars are both in Scorpio, you can be absorbing some of the energy around you because of what's going on, everything we're being hit with, you know, from outside media. So I think it's affecting you a little bit just because of the fact that you are so deep and receptive. But because these planetary energies right now that you have in your chart, they're in trine to the moon tonight. And so it's good for you to reach out to other people that do the psychic work because you're very psychic in your own right. But more importantly, I think you're a natural-born philosopher. And I think that out of the darkness, you can always find the light. And
that's
you have to remember the candle, a candle casts no shadow. And you are that candle. And I think it's good for you to take something seriously, put out good energy, send love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I still think you're stable. And I think you're supported in your own ability to rise above. And you are going to have some hits right on top of you right now. Your moon is being hit by both Mars and Uranus. So there's some frustration for you right now because you want it to be so much better. For not just yourself, but everybody else. But I still think you are a very, very powerful person. And when you start to philosophize about things, you'll understand that even the things that are not comfortable and are not good, they teach us something special. And you're a natural teacher, philosopher, personality. And I love your chart, by the way.
I need to know my chart. I keep calling, but I don't know. I never wrote it down. So.
Well, you know, you realize, of course, that we record this and stuff. It's actually on the front page of my website every Sunday. So you can go back and listen to it again. And I think you can do the same thing on Blog Talk. You can hear both Jacqueline and myself and you speaking. And sometimes that review can be helpful for you.
But I know I'm
what
a Sagittarius,
think,
but I don't know, like, the rising or anything like that.
You have a 5-degree Leo rising, just to let you know. You have an 8-degree Taurus moon and a 25-degree Sagittarius sun. You also have that great sense of humor with the 4-degree Mercury and Sag. It's a little demented, but it's good.
Okay.
are you involved in a relationship right now?
No, it's, I don't know. It's just somebody playing yo-yo, and I'm, like, getting ready to, like, What am I doing here? What's your purpose? That's the
all
energy
right.
I have.
Well,
you know,
here again, old issues from the past return. Yeah, old issues from the past return to you at this time, okay? And it's really showing you, and it's giving you that lesson of, hey, is this the right relationship for me or is this not?
Mm-hmm.
What I am going to say is that Jupiter is transiting through and your Mercury is transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. Saturn's going to start to dance in there. And here in a little bit, probably 6 to 8 weeks, Venus is going to be going through there. Okay? So what's happening at this point in time is it's getting rid of old issues from the past, old relationships, things that you've held on to that have had potential. And it's saying let go of them because something new is ahead. That Aquarian sun means that you want a friendship. You want that companionship to be your friend. And you want to be able to have that open communication with it. And over the next couple months, you have the ability be able to do this. So I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket at this point in time. I'd see what's coming up and what my options are here and pick wisely. Choose a good one, okay? And really develop that at this point in time. The North Node is right over your Saturn. It says if you learn that about friendships, you can have that great friendship as a result of it.
Okay.
So think about that for during this period of time and see, you know, really what's your personal values and beliefs as far as what you want in a relationship.
True. I was thinking about that earlier, too. Just like you did reading my mind.
Awesome.
Wow.
Just remember that, again, you are a blessing, girl. You are a blessing in anybody's
indeed.
Life.
Yes.
And you also want to be blessed in return. So a person that's more open like you are, they're deep when you're alone together. You can go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can share your dreams. You can share activities. You can have joint friends together. You really like to have a full-body relationship. And I'm so glad that Jacqueline brought this to your attention because you have to understand that Jupiter's only in Aquarius every 12 years. Saturn's only there every 29. This is so much your year, love. It is so much your year. Take advantage of it. Okay?
I am. I certainly will. Thank
all right,
you.
I'm counting on you, and you keep us posted about that.
Okay, definitely. Thank you so much.
Time, place, and date, let us know.
Yes.
Have a great night, love. Okay.
You as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. What a sweetheart. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 845, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Great, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. Thank
who are we
you.
Speaking with?
My name is Maria, and I call from New York.
You've called before, haven't you?
Yes.
That's 515-1942?
Yes. Thank you very much. You remember.
Weren't
thank
you born in another country?
Yes. I'm Italian.
All right. Do we have a time of birth on you? I'm not showing a time.
No. No. I don't know what time it was.
That's okay. I just figured if you had one, I would take it from you, but that's okay. We can still look at your chart.
Thank you.
Now, I do what I don't have a time is I set you up at dawn just because for me, that is the most sacred time of day. Okay? And so that's how I'm going to look at you tonight. I don't know if Jacqueline looks at noon. Different astrologers do things different ways because it just works better for them psychically.
No, I'm with you. I love dawn. I think it works better psychically, too. So there we are in agreement.
Hey. Well, we often are, but just not always.
Interesting.
Are you
seeing
a tower?
Say this again.
I say you're going to see me, I'm going to go to Italy this year for my daughter.
You wanted to look at your daughter? Is that what you said?
No, I say you see me to go in Italy.
To see your daughter.
To my daughter, yeah. Or ticket.
You know, and I see here, that's why I took a hesitation when you said that. I know you desire to, okay? You're in a T-square with that, with transiting Venus. It is time for you to wait and let that T-square subside. It's Venus squaring Venus. It is a time where I think it would be good for you later on to travel, but not right now, is what I'm trying to say. So I would plan for it in the future, maybe over the summer or in the fall, more than right now. Once it stops at T-square, it will let you free to be able to do it. This time period is a good time period to be able to learn new forms of communication or have contact in other ways. And so you may try a different way at this point in time to be in contact with her, and you may make plans. But I don't see you going right now. I'm sorry to say that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. Excuse me. I do agree. What I do like about your chart today, one of the things I love about you, number one, you're a new moon baby. Number two, you have a lot of Gemini in your chart. And you need to remember that thoughts are things. They travel on the wings of spirit. So every thought you have about this individual, it vibrates to the greater universe, you know. And know that that's true. I really feel that you might even have a very strong connection with her, in a way that you or she doesn't necessarily understand, but I know it's true. Okay? So I agree with Jacqueline. Try and do what you can do virtually for now. And just be very supportive because things are going to be shifting and changing while Mars is in Taurus. Mars is going to be in Taurus. It's usually in Taurus for 7 weeks every 2.5 years. It's there now. And it's only at 5-6 degrees. So another 6 weeks from now, it's going to be passing over both your sun and your moon when I set you up at dawn, which just indicates that the relationship can become more stable in some ways. And to be able to give security and ideas at the same time, you're very good at this. Very good at this. So do what you can, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. Yeah, you have such a kind chart, and you are a good communicator, and again, you can see both sides of the question. You can be a fantastic counselor, but you also have a lot of common sense. What a wonderful blending of energy you were born with.
I do want to add one more note. I do want to add one more note to that because your Taurus energy is such a soft energy, and it tends to be much more fearful than faithful. Okay, it can be tenacious. Keep working with it. You have the ability to trust and have faith that things are working out the right way they should. Okay, don't fear it. Use that energy that Aphrodite was talking about. Have faith. Send that goodwill out, and you can be guaranteed it'll go out there, and it'll work.
Thank you.
And keep us posted, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank
many
you.
Blessings to you, dear one. Many blessings.
Thank you. You too. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love it. Love it.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Ava 405,
Happy
you're on
year.
Here. Hello. Happy New Year.
Hello. How are you, ladies? Happy, prosperous, and great. A new year, new day, new second, all that good stuff.
New moon.
New moon, all of that good stuff.
Just had one of those.
Uh-huh.
So how have you so ladies been? I am good and grateful for every second of every day. Very grateful. I am here to see 2021.
That's a good thing,
guys.
I am now employed. I just started last week.
Right on your Jupiter Ooh. Return. Lovely.
Oh, my gosh. Is that what that is? I hope I get a promotion real soon. I just came out of training for this position, but I still want to, you know, Jupiter's about expansion. So I want to, you know, expand. You know, I want to cross train and learn more things while I'm with this company. And it's a work at home position. Yay!
Keep going. Venus is going to be transiting through there. There's a lot more to come.
I never even got a
Yay.
Name here. I don't even know what I'm looking at, people.
Oh, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
That's what I thought. I've got several Sylvias. So I was trying to figure out which
April
Sylvia
4th,
she was.
1961.
All right. Got it.
Apologies, Aphrodite. Thought when she said Sylvia that you just knew it was me. This Sylvia. So apologies to you.
I couldn't remember your birthday. I remembered your voice. I could remember how euphoric you are. I'm like, which Sylvia is she? I had you down as Sylvia BT for Blog Talk. So yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. All right.
She's my little Aries. So I put her under her little Aries.
Mm-hmm.
You should not have Aries when I just jump right in. Look, when I just jump right in talking to Jacqueline and just think you are just on board with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah. Well, you are supposed to be coming into your power right now because the Sun and Pluto are sitting on your freaking Saturn in the 10th house of your career. You are golden, baby. You are golden. Saturn sitting on your Jupiter. Jupiter's passed over your Jupiter. Your Jupiter return. Honey, you're flying high, aren't you?
I hope so, because this training was like, it was like, oh, my God, but this is my first time working out of my home. So, you know, I passed it on the first go round, you know, passed it and got my certificate. It was like, yay. It was like, yay, I got it. Yes, take notes. I'm tired of taking notes.
Yippee.
I'm tired. And I got tired, you know, when you're doing that and you're working at home and you got to take this course. It's like, it was like being in school. So I need
yep.
to get used to being
oh,
in
yeah.
school because my goal for this year is to go back to college and get a 2-year degree in psychology. But yeah, so that's the goal. If everything continue to work out, that's the goal. But this arthritis, one of my other concerns is arthritis have been kicking me, and it's in my neck, you know. So I got diagnosed with a few years ago. So it'll cool down, and now it's flared back up, and I'm going like, let me check in with them because I think Capricorn has something to do with this. But I'm gonna stop talking in year to flow and let y'all talk and give me some answers. Please help 911 Mayday.
But Taurus rules the neck.
Okay. Go ahead.
Taurus rules the neck and the shoulder area of the body. And Mars just got in there about a week ago, week and a half ago. And it's kissing Uranus, which is the planet of revelation and epiphanies and sudden change. Now, from what I'm seeing in the chart, you're telling me it's arthritis. And what I am seeing a nervous discrasia. It says something with the nerve itself. I'm not necessarily seeing it as a bony issue. I am seeing it more as a nerve issue. Have you tried acupuncture? Have you tried vibrational therapy?
No, none of that. No,
I would try it. I would give it.
Okay.
I would give it a try.
Okay.
And you might find about. She's right. What I find with this too is you might find looking into a TEMS unit.
Oh, okay. I think that's with the you like little patches, yeah. And you put them on your where it is on your body, and you turn it on, and it's kind of like
stimulates it. Okay.
Yeah.
Is what
okay.
I'm saying because of the nerve damage,
it
you might
brings
want
the nerves
to
back to life.
Feel it. Yeah, exactly. So you might consider that too as well.
Oh, okay. I would look online and see how to order one. I've used one in the past, so I'm very familiar with it. And when I had went through physical therapy for this 2-3 years ago, they did that like at the end of therapy. They would put a TNT on.
Oh, okay. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, I would try to increase the circulation to the area blood-wise. And sometimes a poultice that is very warm and moist with different oils or herbs in it can give you a great deal of relief, too, in between. Okay? In other words, see, when your body hurts, it's saying, help me, help me, help it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And don't expect it's going to go all the way at once. But I think if you open up those nerve meridians, I think you're going to feel a lot more comfort, and you're going to realize that you are in control of being a co-creator of your health in this area in more of a way than you thought you could be. I think it could be amazing. You've got a Scorpio moon. When you concentrate on yourself and you visualize your healing, you have a lot of power, honey. You have a lot of power. Okay? Yeah.
Okay, but
I know sometimes we go to a doctor, we think they're going to make everything all right in a minute, but sometimes we work with our body and we speak to our body and we respect our wholeness and we listen deeply, which you have all of these abilities. Do it for you. Do it for you this
mm-hmm.
year. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, right now it's about me. Like everybody else, I'll have to be put on hold and wait. So my moon is in Scorpio, but it's in the 8th house. So,
which increases your psychic ability and your ability to concentrate. You have to remember, it's entwined to your Mercury in Pisces. What you think and what you envision has tremendous power. Tremendous power. Okay? Use it. Okay? Use it.
Okay.
And
okay.
You
anything
keep us
else
posted.
I need to know? Okay, anything else I need to know, ladies?
Nope, I think
recommendations.
We're getting ready to go off the air, and thank you so much for calling. And keep us posted, please. We want you to be better. Okay.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I greatly appreciate you all. Much love, much love, much love, and more love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Many blessings
just can't
to you,
say thank
dear
you
one.
Enough.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Have a great night, great Sunday.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Wow. Oh, we need to let people know where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
They can find me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. We wish you a great week, and we'll speak to you next Sunday.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night. God bless.